And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Are you telling me that somebody could have won $1,000 and missed out?
I'm telling you, yes, $1,000 was on the line and nobody called about it.
Because we have the 9 to 5 no repeat workday here. So if you hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. in the same workday, as soon as you hear it that second time, if you're the first person to call in, boom, we give you $1,000. It's happened several times because Brian, quite frankly, gets tired scheduling music or whatever happens.
I was doing it last night, watching downhill skiing in the easy chair, scheduling music. I could have put the Andrews Sisters in and then played, you know, Meghan Trainor three times. Who knows?
And so that happened Wednesday? Is that
what? It did happen Wednesday, yes. We had a technical problem. And so we were playing, you know, like, hey, let's play our favorite songs, you know, because we were the computers down. And I realized that we had played the same song twice. And so we waited. Jackie and I were here. Nobody called. And I'm going, all right, that's it. We're just testing you guys. Going to test and see if anybody calls in about it.
And they were fairly close together because it played once in the 9 o'clock hour and then noon-ish?
This had to be probably about 12:30 or so. So within 3 hours of each other. So, I mean, you really got to stay on top of, and there are offices out there. They'll get their office going, and they'll write down all the songs that we play between 9 and 5. And if we repeat one, then that's how you get it.
Just a quick little jot down, Lady Gaga. Just, you know, song title, boom, so you can keep track.
And the first person, and it never, as Jackie says, it never hurts if you even think that you heard the same song.
Yeah.
So just give us a call and we'll look it up for you. We use a third party measuring tool to figure out if we played the same song. So verify that and give you your
$1,000. And I know she has had it multiple times where people flip around to different stations and they'll flip and hear it on one station and then flip to ours and then hear it and they're like, oh, they played it twice.
That's right.
No, that was that station.
And we can look those things up too.
Exactly.
So we can figure out exactly what's going on for you in your head. But this one, we dodged a bullet, saved $1,000, but you never know when it could happen again.
Jot those songs down.
Yep.
9 to 5, no repeat work day. All right, 10 items or less for Friday. The gunman who killed 17 people at his former high school confessed to the mass shooting and told police he took an Uber to the scene. Nicholas Cruz, who was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, told officers that he used an AR-15 to perpetrate the massacre at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. After killing the students and staffers, Cruz dropped his weapon and ammunition vest, quote, so he could blend in with the crowd before trying to escape. He ducked into a Walmart, then headed to a Subway to purchase a drink. Cruz then entered a McDonald's at 3:01 p.m. and sat for a period of time before taking off on foot. At 3:41, he was taken into custody. Cruz also trained with a white supremacist paramilitary group, but they say he acted on his own. Norway sits on top of the medal standings in Pyeongchang. Norwegians have claimed 19 medals thus far, while Germany is second with 15. Germany leads all nations with 9 gold medals. Canada alone in third place with 15 total medals. Team USA has 8 medals, including 5 gold. And that neurovirus outbreak at the Olympics is spreading to the athletes now. The BBC says 2 Swiss athletes have contracted the virus in Pyeongchang. The Swiss team says the freestyle skiers were taken away from the rest of the team after being diagnosed. More than 200 people have been affected by the neurovirus outbreak at the Winter Games. The outbreak began last week among security workers, spread to staff members, venue personnel, and cafeteria workers. Of course, that highly contagious virus can causes vomiting and diarrhea.
Well, that the cafeteria workers, the last person you want.
You do not want that.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question. Simple. You don't like this when you get old. What is it?
Get off my lawn.
So me. 5767102 with your guesses.
We think we'll never be that guy, and then I relish being that guy sometimes.
I sincerely love getting old because I feel like you can get away with so much more.
All right, let's go to Bill in the south of Belton. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And that's the way it was put up on my screen, sorry. What's your guess here?
Loud music.
Ooh, the music part is correct. It's not that it's loud, so I'm not going to give that to you.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
But you're so close.
Lori from Lee Summit, you take a shot at it. Lori, what do you think?
Hello?
Rap music.
Nope. The music part is correct, but that's not the right descriptor.
Okay. DeSoto, here's Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Hi.
Hi there.
I think it might be, oh boy, now I know that it's something to do with music.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say, your grandkids or your kids in the car playing their music too loud.
No, it's not being too loud.
Okay. Warrensburg, here's Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. I guess I'll take a try at rap music.
Not rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I love this answer, only because it goes into this whole research that just came out that I find fascinating, and I went totally down the rabbit hole on
it. Did you? Okay.
Yes. So just put an adjective in front of music for the answer.
All right, Kalinda. Good morning, Kalinda.
Hello.
All right, something something here. Take a guess.
Going to concerts?
No, not going to concerts.
Yeah, okay. Although we've talked about as we get older, we're less inclined to want to be around people.
Yes, and spend the money, quite frankly.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Liberty, Adam, what's your guess here, bud?
Is it new music?
It is new music.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, you don't like new music. So this new research says that the average woman's musical taste gets locked in between the ages of 11 and 14. For the average guy, it's between 13 and 16. So whatever you loved during that time,
okay,
is your favorite era. And so then I started thinking about it, because for me, that would be 1986 to 1989. I don't find that to be accurate, because 1982, for me, is it. Africa by Toto. Heat of the Moment by Asia. Jack and Diane. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, age 7 for me is when music locked in.
Age 7? That's interesting. Okay.
1982 was it.
Right.
So for you, average guy, between 13 and 16.
This is the stuff to me.
Dang, you're a baby.
Pearl Jam, yeah. Oh, man. Every release of these guys, I celebrated. I learned inside and out every song on every album.
I did too. I was just much older.
When Versus came out, I made my mom drive me down to Seventh Heaven on Truce. I'm going to go buy it.
You, sir, on the phone, the winner. Mm-hmm. What would that be for you? What era of music? If you were between 13 and 16 when your musical taste got locked in, what years would that be?
That would be 2001 to 2004.
Oh, my.
Okay, so what was some of your favorite songs at that time? Do you remember?
Not going to work. Mine's more between 0 and 4. I love the 80s music.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
You're with me. Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, we're going to hook you up. He'll give you some Mavericks hockey tickets, or if you want some movie passes, Joey will get those for you, all right?
Perfect.
All right, man. Hold on for 1 second, Adam. Good job. Gosh, loved it.
Yeah,
and you're right. I mean, still to this day, all of that 90s alternative grunge, that is my stuff right there.
We just lock it in, we shut down, and it's so true. I'm so get off my lawn with the new music.
Well, but it's so defining. You can put a song to, hey, this is the moment when I was out on that date, or gonna go kiss a girl, or I was going, to the school dance, or...
I remember driving in the car to Wyandotte Swim Club when I was a kid, listening to, the Africa and the Heat of the Moment. I can picture my mom in the driver's seat dropping us off at the pool.
Right. Now, I will say I have a huge, obviously here, I have a huge affinity for the 80s. And my mom was a big cuddle listener. And 93, when it was real, soft and smooth, a better variety of today's hits and yesterday's favorites. So for me, all of this is the stuff as well. So I go from Pearl Jam to Sade.
Very similar. Very similar.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, rapper and actor Ice-T is 60. Grammy Award-winning singer The Weeknd is 28. And on Sunday, from 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club, greatest actress of all time, Molly Ringwald, turns 50.
Oh, wow. Now, is today not Ed Sheeran's birthday?
Is it?
I read that on Facebook. Huh? And if it's on Facebook, it has to be true.
Obviously.
I will look that up and do some research.
I have no doubt that it could be. Amy Schumer is a married woman. Us Weekly reports the comedian from Long Island said I do earlier this week to 37-year-old chef Chris Fisher in a surprise wedding in Malibu. The 36-year-old actress had just recently confirmed the relationship, posting a photo to social media of the two at Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday party. She posted to Instagram a wedding photo of the two and told fans that she's not pregnant and to donate to gun safety in lieu of gifts. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux are separating. TMZ says all signs point to divorce after the couple issued a statement saying they made a mutual decision to split at the end of last year. It added, they look forward to continuing our cherished friendship. TMZ says Aniston showed up by herself for Amy Schumer's wedding. And on Valentine's Day, Justin was seen moving out of an apartment that the couple shared in New York City. They had tied the knot back in 2015 at a secret wedding at their Bel Air estate.
It's so weird. I just got an Us Weekly magazine at home that said, Jen is still obsessed with Justin. Nailed that one.
You guys nailed it.
By the way, tomorrow, February 17th, is Ed Sheeran's birthday. Born in 91, he'll be 27 tomorrow.
Good for him.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Somebody on the text line said, I know it's a bit early for hashtag blessed, but I'm so excited for Planet Comic Con this weekend. I know a lot of people that are. John Cusack going to be there, Alice Cooper, most importantly, Jason Momoa.
Right. Now, the what is the deal? We're going to put out a podcast later on. We had our friend Elite Supergirl come in, and she's doing something special at Comic-Con, right? She's doing a 10,000-sword salute for a friend of hers, Gabe. He was a kid who passed away, unfortunately, before Comic-Con was able to start a couple of weeks ago. And they're going to hold the salute in his honor tomorrow morning at Bartle Hall.
And they'll be selling these pink plastic swords that you can use, and the money will go toward this great big program that they do to help
buy toys. They do a lot of stuff with Children's Mercy and the childhood cancers and stuff like that. So it's in any donation. And she's told us 25 cents, you get a quarter, you get a dollar, $5, whatever you can give. But the 10,000 sword salute, because she takes a... she takes a special guest every year, and this year she had picked Gabe, and unfortunately found out beforehand that Gabe got too sick to travel, and then, like we said, he passed away. And so, really sad story, but they're going to do a lot of great stuff in his honor during Comic-Con tomorrow, and I think that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, so if you see people walking around with a giant, like she said, we're going to have these big old bags full of these swords, so if you see them walking around, you can stop them. Give them your donation and get one of those swords.
Yeah, sounds fun. You going to go down there? You going to go see Momoa? It's all you guys have been talking about.
Well, you have to pay to see Jason Momoa, and I cannot afford the packages that it, you know.
But you can look at him from afar?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's about a mile that I'd be standing back. He's there tomorrow only. Jason Momoa VIP autograph and photo op package. Let's look this up. Joey, are you going over there?
I, unfortunately, am not
going to
be able to make it.
You've looked up the packages for us before. I mean, to meet some of these people, it was like $80 before.
Yeah, I think Momoa was probably the most expensive. I mean, not surprisingly.
$200, but it's sold out. Jason Momoa, VIP package, autograph and photo op, $200, but all gone.
Yeah, not surprised. Yeah. Big one there. All right, to the big stories of the day today for Friday the 16th of Feb.
The search for answers and healing continues today in Parkland, Florida, as the community struggles to deal with the loss of 17 people killed in one of the worst school shootings in U.S. history. Police say 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz has admitted to opening fire with an AR-15 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day. Cruz apparently talked with police after he was read his rights. There are also new reports emerging that Cruz told investigators he'd heard voices in his head telling him what he needed to do to carry out the attack. He is facing 17 counts of premeditated murder and is being held without bond. Norway sits on top of the medal standings in Pyeongchang. Norwegians have claimed 19 medals so far. Germany is second. They've got 15. Germany leads all nations with 9 gold medals. Canada alone in third place with 15 total medals. U.S., we've got 8, including 5 gold. And wedding plans are underway for a Utah man who proposed from the back of a police car. Yeah, police in Provo say the suspect was pulled over and busted on Valentine's Day for an outstanding warrant, and his soon-to-be bride was also taken into custody. An officer says the groom asked for permission to profess his love. He was given the go-ahead to do so. Police obliged. Both suspects cried, but she did say yes. The police department refused to give out their names, but is hoping that both get beyond these bad times and have a long, happy life.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I don't know if this one was an actual hashtag blessed, but I love it. Someone texted, my daughter giggles every time she hears Truda talk. It brightens my morning as much as your show. Hashtag blessed. Brian Truda making women laugh since 1979.
I have that effect on a lot of them.
Also got, my fiance and I have chosen a date for our wedding. I'm so incredibly blessed to have him as my future husband and his daughter as my future stepdaughter. Hashtag
blessed. Nice.
Oh, I'm sampling my wedding food this weekend. Hashtag blessed. That sounds amazing.
Right? Yes.
Hashtag blessed. I won Ed Sheeran tickets. Nice. We have more of those to give away about 8:20. Yeah, we'll do that later this morning.
Okay. He didn't want to stay on the line, but a message that Saturday is Eddie S.'s birthday. So happy birthday, Eddie. There you go. Enjoy that. We'll start the phone calls here with Sue from Olathe. Sue, how are you hashtag blessed this weekend?
I am because I have my youngest grandson is 5, and he'll be staying with us this weekend. But the funny thing is our middle son is older, and so it always used to be Granny and Pawpaw, you know, were the go-to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we play with them and all that. But then when my son comes in the room, it's all about Uncle Andy, but he can't say Andy. So he just says Annie. And then my son says, don't call me Annie. Now he just walks in the room and he's like, Uncle.
Oh, I love it. Uncle Annie. Very cute.
Sue, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Robin from Olathe is having a good day today. Hashtag blessed, Robin. How was it for you?
I am hashtag blessed because today is my 23rd birthday.
23rd. Do you get to do anything fun?
Well, I'm at school, so I'll get to celebrate with my students a little bit. And then this weekend, my family will go out to dinner.
What grade do you teach?
That's good.
I'm in a 5th grade classroom.
Oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Tough job.
Yep.
But I love them
so
much.
It's kind of a tough age, too.
Yeah.
Remember what I was like in 5th grade.
Oh. Well, you were making girls giggle, Brian.
I probably
Truda.
Was.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I probably was.
Enjoy your birthday. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, happy birthday, Robin. Doug in Raymore. Good morning, sir. How are you? Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, we're expecting granddaughter number 4.
Aww.
Her name is Kennedy. We thought we might get a grandson with it. But that's fine.
I was just going to ask because you said 4th granddaughter, and I thought, well, are there any grand boys in there?
No, that's what they were shooting for, but I think they're done now. So yep. Anyway, but we're blessed with that. And also, my 19-year-old put in her first interview, or had her first interview this week, and got called the next day and accepted. So she doesn't have to keep hitting the trail on job search anymore.
Ah, good. Good, good, good.
That's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, it is.
Extra hashtag blessed because you were the 12th call or text that we got for hashtag blessed.
Excellent.
Which means we are going to give you some movie passes. You can go see that new Clint Eastwood-directed movie, The 1517 to Paris.
All right. Thank you.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Yep. Doug, hold on for 1 second. Thank you for the call. Oh, and Joey puts he had Eddie S. up there from Entertainment News. It was Ed Sheeran's birthday tomorrow.
You know, Eddie S.
Yeah, Eddie S.
Didn't we all call him? Just people that are really close to him.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
There are a couple of new movies opening up this weekend. Everybody is talking about Black Panther. Black Panther returns home to an isolated, technologically advanced African nation to take his place as king.
Soon, there will only be the conqueror. And the conquerors. Step into the spotlight. You are a good man. Step into the spotlight. With a good heart. And it's hard for a good man to be a king.
It is apparently the highest rated superhero movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
98%.
Wow.
On Rotten Tomatoes. This is supposed to break huge records, be big this weekend. Also opening up, Early Man, a courageous caveman named Doug and his best friend Hognob unite his tribe against the mighty enemy Lord Nuth and his Bronze Age city to save their home.
How dare you set foot on our allied ground?
You took our ground. Our home.
That? Listen, you Stone Age brute. You have no home. Your kind are finished on this earth. Now take him away and kill him. Slowly. Take him away at normal speed and kill him. Slowly, idiots. Now get on with the game.
Eddie Redmayne's in that, Tom Hiddleston as well.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, so what's the deal? Do we have the latest on people who are voted out of the Big Brother house? Do we know? Celebrity Big Brother, is Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray still in? He's my guy.
Well, Joey told us that Chuck Liddell is out and Keisha Knight Pulliam is also out.
You're telling me they've gone this whole other week without voting somebody else off the show?
I'm Googling.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, Mark and Shannon are nominated.
Oh, Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Mark McGrath, which would
Shannon's
be Shaley.
Shaley.
And you.
I know, right?
We have a Celebrity Big Brother draft going. Who do I even have? Oh, Ross Matthews, Tonight Show intern, former.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Joey's got Meta World Peace. Is he still in the house?
Yeah, he still is.
Ron Artest hanging in there?
Apparently, he is not causing fights in Detroit, so yeah, he's still there.
Fantastic.
He doesn't want to be in the house, but somehow he still is. He's asked to go home.
From what I read, it looks like Shannon's going next.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, Shales.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That
you
means you have
talk
to
about it?
Take us out to lunch for a week. Was
I don't
that
remember
right?
that?
Wow,
was
yes.
That,
I think
it was
starts,
not in the
today, right?
She hasn't even left yet.
Well, it's okay. You can just go ahead and start.
Yeah, let's do this now and just make sure everything's on the up and up.
Okay. All right, I'll meet you in the kitchen at noon.
Great.
Oh, I ain't eating anything out of this kitchen.
Oh, I've seen. Sorry,
I've seen this kitchen and the filth.
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
No. Oh. Giant cockroaches, but I've only seen them in the bathroom, not so much the kitchen.
Oh, you haven't? Well, then I'll shut my mouth and...
No, I'm
Ew.
Never eating
nah.
here.
Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Is that real?
I won't confirm or deny just to help your psyche.
Great.
It was so big. Okay, anyway.
10 items or less this morning. Team USA, 11 medals off the lead at the Winter Games. After leaving Sochi, Russia 4 years ago with an Olympic leading 28 medals, the U.S. has 8 medals thus far in Pyeongchang. That's only good for 5th place. Norway leads with 19, followed by Germany with 15, Canada with 13, and the Netherlands with 12. The gunman who killed 17 people at his former high school confessed to the mass shooting and told cops he took an Uber to the scene. Nicholas Cruz, who was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, told officers that he used an AR-15 to perpetrate the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. After killing the students and school staffers, Cruz dropped his weapon and ammunition vest, quote, so he could blend in with the crowd before trying to escape. He ducked into a Walmart, then headed to a Subway to buy a drink. Cruz then entered a McDonald's, sat down for a period of time before taking off on foot. A little bit later, he was taken into custody. And a University of Arizona cheerleader was ejected for heckling an Arizona State player during last night's Pac-12 game in Tempe. Arizona State guard Remy Martin was at the free throw line in the second half when the cheerleader's antics caught the attention of official Randy McCall. McCall stared down the cheerleader just before the cheerleader said, "Not today, Remy." Source told ESPN that McCall then walked over to the scorer's table and said, "This guy needs to get out of here." He was yelling, using the megaphone to call out people by name, which is not acceptable, and he was asked to please stop, which he chose not to. According to Rule 12, Article 8 of the Official Referee Handbook, cheerleaders shall not commit an unsportsmanlike act,
not your day.
The rule also...
Just try to kick me out.
States that such behavior could result in an ejection if deemed extreme or excessive. For the record, Arizona went on to win 77-70. That's your 10 items.
Miss it.
Or less for Friday.
Come on, read it.
And Sharon, tickets coming up before 8:30 on the show.
I can heckle you with a megaphone all day long.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And Sharon and Arrowhead this fall. If you want tickets, you've just got to win them now as we play Google Predicts.
Mm-hmm. So we have 4 people on the phone line. And they are all, according to their line number, they're going to be in the slot for how many you're going to get correct of these Google Predicts. So,
that's right.
Piper on line 1, 0, which is a typical result for this game. Mm-hmm. Keza is 1. Alicia, if you get 2. And Tiffany, if you have 3 correct answers.
Okay.
I've written these Google Predicts just this morning.
Oh,
what
boy.
I do is I go to Google.com. I start typing in random things. However, Google's auto-finish fill-in... completes the sentence, that is the number one answer that I put on Google Predicts, okay?
And that's what Shaley and I are trying to figure out.
That's right, the number one answer. So, 60 seconds on the clock. Are you guys ready? You can pass at any time.
Okay. I'll start.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2. Yeah, hold on. Do the Olympics
end? Do the Olympics, are they on TV? Do the Olympics happen every year? Do the Olympics happen this month? Do the Olympics happen tomorrow?
No.
do Olympic athletes, I don't know, do the Olympics, shoot, I don't know. Pass.
Can you pet?
Can you pet a dog? Can you pet a cat? Can you pet a stranger? Can you pet a pregnant tummy? Can...
Something you wouldn't think of off the top of your head.
Oh, perfect.
Can you pet a crocodile? Can you pet an alligator? Can you pet a polar bear? Can you pet an elephant?
No. Crocodile's closer. Why don't girls...
Why don't girls fall in love? Why don't girls eat in front of a date? Why don't girls talk to me? Why don't girls call back?
Close.
Oh,
close.
Yeah. Why don't girls...
text back.
Why does my...
head hurt right now.
Ooh, epic fail.
Man, but you got zero.
Fantastic news for Piper on line one, because Piper just won Ed Sheeran tickets with our failure. Yep, you're going to be there, Arrowhead Stadium, October 13th.
Fantastic, thank you.
That was the result to have, was zero, and I thought these might be a little easier today.
Piper, did you get any of those? Did you know?
Of course not.
Okay, good. I thought it wasn't just us.
What do you think, Piper? Do the Olympics what?
What was that? Start?
Nah, do the Olympics make money?
Oh.
Is number one.
That's a weird.
Which I don't think they do. Can you pet... a fish.
A fish.
Why don't girls like nice guys?
Yeah.
Ladies are a mystery.
Bad boys.
And we barely got this in, but why does my eye twitch?
Oh.
And you thought those were going to be easy for us to get?
I thought so.
Huh. You should have asked This Is Us questions.
Yeah. Why do I cry every Tuesday night?
Done.
Well, congratulations, Piper. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
All right, 1 second. Joey's got the info.
A little rusty.
I'm sorry. I thought those were going to be easy. I've got some more written. We'll try it again next week.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Journey, KC-102.1, Kansas City's best music variety. From the 80s to now, of course. It is the show on Friday morning, the 16th of February.
Do we ever play any bands that aren't coming to Kansas City in 2018?
No, because there are no bands that aren't coming to Kansas City this year. I mean, they're all going to be here.
We were just going over all the tickets that we have to give away next week, and I'm like, good night. There's so many shows, and we're giving away tickets to most of them next week. So
yeah,
I would be here if I were you.
There's a lot more to announce still.
Everybody, you get a show, and you get a show.
Yeah, no kidding.
There are more announcements coming?
That's what I've heard, yeah. Who's left? Yeah.
Everyone's already on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Celebrating birthdays today, rapper and actor Ice-T is 60. Grammy Award-winning singer The Weeknd is 28. Tomorrow, your Ed Sheeran turns 27.
I'd play you some Ice-T, by the way, but I don't think there's anything I can.
And on Sunday, from 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club, My Entire Childhood, actress Molly Ringwald turns 50. Amy Schumer is a married woman. Us Weekly reports the comedian from Long Island said I do earlier this week to 37-year-old chef Chris Fisher in a surprise wedding in Malibu. The 36-year-old actress had just recently confirmed the relationship, posting a photo on social media of the two at Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday party. She posted to Instagram a wedding photo of the two and told fans that she is not pregnant and to donate to gun safety in lieu of gifts. On the other side of the coin there, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux separating. TMZ says all signs point to divorce after the couple issued a statement saying they made a mutual decision to split at the end of 2017. It added that they look forward to continuing their cherished friendship. TMZ says Aniston showed up by herself for Amy Schumer's wedding. Valentine's Day, Justin was seen moving out of an apartment the couple shared in New York City. They got married back in 2015 at a secret wedding at their Bel Air estate.
Was she in that movie that you were like an extra? Was it Breakup?
Derailed.
Oh, Derailed.
No,
well, I was thinking she was in The Breakup.
She was in The Breakup.
Okay.
She was with Vince Vaughn. They were dating at the time.
That's what it makes me think of. That's not what you were in, though.
No, but they filmed that in my former office in Chicago.
Okay.
The Breakup.
All right. That's where I'm getting...
I was an extra in the movie Derailed with Jennifer Aniston, which they also filmed in Chicago. And there's one point where we're walking through the train station, and it's just a mass crowd. Like, there's a 1,000 extras that are supposed to be walking through this crowded train station, but I manipulated myself so that I could walk right by Jennifer, and Clive Owen was also in the movie.
Oh, my.
And I made it, you know, just like, oh, I just happened to be right here every single time we film this scene. So if you watch closely, you'll see my brown leather jacket walking past Jennifer Aniston, who is, she looks in person exactly like she does in, you know, on TV and in photographs.
I would imagine she's very tiny.
She's not. I mean, she is very small, but she's taller than I thought she
really
would be.
Yeah. Like, how tall?
Like 5'7", 5'8".
Oh, wow.
With heels. She had some heels on, but yeah, taller.
5'2".
But tiny in stature.
Well, and they're like,
very thin.
Blonde girl, you need to keep walking. And don't stare right into the camera, please.
I'll have
they
you know.
Ever say that? They ever shut down a take?
Okay, cut. Okay, blonde in the back there, the extra.
Been looking at Jennifer Aniston longingly.
We're not sure why you wear a name tag in this scene, but no one's actually going to notice you.
And please stop taking pictures of the actors during filming. That's I'll have you know I got paid $186 for my work in that. 12 hours of walking across Union Station there.
Here's your pay rate today.
That's right.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.